Two Central Illinois congressional races are looking closer than expected in the closing days of the 2020 campaign.
We still see Cherry Bustos as a clear favorite for re-election, but this is going to be, in all likelihood, a narrower margin than she's had in the past several cycles.
That's political analyst Dave Wasserman. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Tuesday, October 27th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. After 7 months of work, the Murray-Baker Bridge is finally reopening. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the project not only wrapped up on time, but also stayed within its $42.2 million budget.
I'm glad to be here to celebrate that fact here in Peoria. This is an important symbol of the rejuvenation of the state of Illinois.
Illinois Secretary of Transportation Omer Osman says he anticipates the bridge will reopen on Halloween.
We have completed on a schedule the rehab of the Murray-Baker Bridge, one of the critical freight and commuter corridors in all of Illinois, and a vital link to the world-class manufacturing and healthcare centers in the Tri-County area.
In addition to a new surface and better drainage, the bridge now features lighting and a ramp metering system to ease congestion during afternoon rush hour from Peoria. Republican Representative Ryan Spain says it was a bipartisan effort to obtain the funding for the bridge work.
And here in our state, I'm very proud of the work that we've done and what it means within Rebuild Illinois that we have connected two sides together, that Republicans and Democrats have worked together in true bipartisan cooperation to achieve something incredible.
Democratic Representative Jahan Gordon Booth, State Senator Dave Kaler, and U.S. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos also spoke about the work on the state and federal levels during yesterday's announcement. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 9 new COVID-19-related deaths since Friday, 5 from Peoria County and 4 from Tazewell County. All but one were associated with long-term care facilities. The region's death toll stands at 138. The Peoria Public Schools Board of Education has finalized an agreement with Reditus Laboratories to provide rapid COVID-19 testing, and Tri-County health officials reported 376 new COVID-19 cases since Friday, pushing the Tri-County region's total to 7,971. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report recently flashed warning signs by downgrading the re-election chances for two Central Illinois incumbents. Republican Rodney Davis's race is now considered a toss-up, while Democrat Sherry Bustos's race now leans Democrat. Tim Shelley spoke with Cook's U.S. House editor Dave Wasserman about the rating changes and what they mean.
Look, Rodney Davis has been a personally popular Republican member in this district since the beginning of the decade, and he is built a durable political brand in a district that Democrats drew to include as many college towns as possible. But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face. And Betsy Gerson Londrigan came within 2,000 votes of beating him last time around. Her campaign, her rematch, has really been premised on turning out higher numbers of college students at the University of Illinois, Illinois State, SIU Edwardsville, and that's been more challenging in a pandemic. We haven't seen kind of voter registration trends favoring Democrats there that we might in more normal times. But Trump is so unpopular nationally, and the polling that we're seeing from the parties in this district suggests that Biden is potentially winning it by a few points, that Davis may need to convince some voters to cross over from the top of the ticket and support him to remain in office. That's difficult to do when he's being outspent by Londrigan, particularly on the issue of health care and pre-existing conditions.
And Illinois 17, it's a district that voted for Obama in 2012 but swung to Trump in 2016, and you've moved Sherry Bustos' district basically from likely Democrat to lean Democrat, if you could explain that change.
Yeah, so to be clear, we still see Sherry Bustos as the clear favorite for re-election. But this is going to be, in all likelihood, a narrower margin than she's had in the past several cycles. And one of the reasons is that, you know, her leadership role atop the Democrats' campaign committee in Washington, she got there in part because she had a proven ability to win a Trump district. But it's also complicated her politics back home because the Republican running, Esther Joy King, has chastised her for essentially heading up Nancy Pelosi's political operation and posing for ads, you know, by taking shifts at blue-collar jobs in the district and posing on farms. And that message is potentially helpful for the Republican in that race. Also, Illinois is not a competitive state at the presidential level, so we don't have the same type of Democratic turnout effort underway that might be present in a more competitive state. And so, you know, all of that adds up to a scenario where Donald Trump could plausibly win the district a second time. And we still see Bustos as the favorite to win. But King could be setting herself up for a future year, a better political environment for Republicans. And it's also been difficult for Bustos to attack her challenger because she is a 34-year-old female veteran.
So this could be a situation kind of like where we see in the 13th, where Esther Joy King comes back for a rematch at some point.
That's right. And the lines could look different, keep in mind, in 2022 because of the census and redistricting. So there are a lot of unanswered questions in the next few years in this district.
That was Tim Shelley speaking with Cook Political Report's U.S. House editor Dave Wasserman. You can read the full story at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria City Council meets for the second of its special meetings to discuss the 2021 budget tonight. Listen live at 6 p.m. on 89.9 FM or stream it online at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.